17-year-old Robert Bruner has put his mom Jackie through hell, and he'll be the first to admit it. Robert says it all started a few years ago when he was hit with a serious depression.
And instead of coping with it the right way, writing stuff down, listening to music, doing the positive things, I would smoke weed, snort pills, do whatever.
They fought a lot. Robert was on probation for drug use, and when one night his mom caught him sneaking out to get high, she couldn't take it anymore.
He wouldn't stay home, and I was getting frustrated, so I brought him to the crisis center here in Laramie.
Robert spent a few days cooling off at Laramie's Youth Crisis Center. There, kids hang out in a living room with big windows. The doors aren't locked, and nobody chases you if you walk out. Robert says all that made him feel comfortable, especially after spending time at NSI Academy, a long-term facility in Sheridan.
It's a homey environment. I mean, it's just like home. You get to make your own food, you sleep, take showers. I mean, it's not like NSI where you have to have like a staff member stand there and watch you take a piss all the time.
Nicole Hauser says homey is how a youth crisis center should feel, and most do. She's the executive director of Cathedral Homes, which runs Laramie's crisis center.
We term it alternative to jail. So if a kiddo's gotten into trouble, they can come stay at the crisis center and be safe and kind of work through the issue and help the family get them back home.
These services are in demand statewide. Rawlins, Rock Springs, Gillette, Douglas, Lander, even the tiny town of Basin has a youth crisis center. But there hasn't been one in Wyoming's biggest city for 5 years. That means Laramie's crisis center has been getting a lot more kids from Cheyenne. In 2009, about 1% of its kids came from Laramie County. Last year, it was almost 30%.
I think what's difficult is when we're serving kids from other communities, the state should help out with that.
Nowadays, Wyoming only pays for about 2/3 of youth crisis centers' operating costs. That's down from about 80% a decade ago, and it means the nonprofits that run them have had to step up their fundraising game. Steve Corsi is with Wyoming's Department of Family Services. He says the state has wanted a youth crisis center in Cheyenne for years, and they've even had some interested groups.
But they were from out of the area, and to reestablish a standalone crisis center, they determined was not economically feasible.
But last year, DFS finally found a group willing to set up a youth crisis center in Cheyenne, the Laramie County Sheriff's Department. Corsi says it's not what he'd hoped for.
My personal opinion is that it's probably not the optimal setting.
Charlie 4, this would be actually where the crisis shelter is located.
Laramie County Sheriff's Captain Mike Sorensen runs Cheyenne's Juvenile Detention Center, which will soon house the Youth Crisis Center. Sitting on the side of the highway 10 miles outside of town, the building is all metal and concrete, a far cry from the couches and wood paneling of its Laramie counterpart. Whether they are there to serve time or just to cool off, every kid walks through the same entrance.
So if they're going to detention, they would go through one door over to the secure side. If they're coming to the crisis shelter, they would go through here over to the crisis site.
Youth crisis centers are supposed to keep kids away from law enforcement, but here they will literally be in the middle of it. Detention officers will pull double duty as crisis center counselors. Captain Sorensen says they'll make it work.
And I guess if we had a house, it would maybe feel more comfortable, but I'm satisfied that we can make this as comfortable as we can.
For now, it's still unclear what kind of treatment kids will get at Cheyenne's Youth Crisis Center. Its opening is delayed until the Sheriff's Department can hire enough staff. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.